This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials in the Russian city of Kursk said on Sunday damage caused by debris from a Ukrainian missile injured at least 13 people, a day after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledged for the first time Ukrainian forces were fighting in a surprise cross-border offensive. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Russia imposed a sweeping security regime in three border regions on Saturday, while its ally Belarus sent more troops to its border with Ukraine. In the city of Kursk, footage showed a damaged nine-story apartment building on fire. It was not clear whether there was further damage from the destroyed Ukrainian missile. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said on Sunday it had destroyed 14 Ukrainian drones and four tactical ballistic missiles overnight over the Kursk region. Additionally, 18 drones were said to have been destroyed over other Russian regions that Ukraine frequently attacks.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Residents fled their homes on Sunday as a fast-moving wildfire outside Athens, fueled by hot, windy weather, burned trees, houses, and cars, and sent smoke clouds over the Greek capital. More than 400 firefighters, backed by 16 water bombing planes and 13 helicopters, battled the blaze that broke out at 3 p.m. and quickly reached a village 25 kilometers north of Athens. As night fell, firefighting aircraft ceased operations until the morning. Spanish NGO Open Arms rescued 44 migrants at sea off the southern coast of Italy on Sunday. The operation involved an iron boat in distress holding five women, three children, and a baby among the group of 44. This is VOA.